From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader who independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from the capital, Harare.
The reported resignation closes a chapter on Mugabe's term as the only leader Zimbabwe has known since its independence in 1980. In that time, the economy has spiraled downward into ruin, infrastructure has crumbled, and many of the nation's elite have been slapped with sanctions over allegations of human rights abuses. Thokozani Kupe is the vice president of the opposition movement for democratic change and told VOA Mugabe needed to step down.
We are happy that today it has dawned on ZANU-PF that this is the hour that Mugabe must go, so that we have a new dispensation where we will have a new leadership, and we want a free, fair and credible election which is going to result in a democratically elected leadership where the people of Zimbabwe at the end of the day will have a better life.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The streets of Zimbabwe's capital erupted in celebration after Mugabe resigned, ending his 37 years in power. Car horns blared as people danced, cheered, and waved to celebrate the news of Mugabe's departure. His former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, will be sworn in as president on Wednesday or Thursday, according to top officials in the ruling ZANU-PF party. He fled the country after he was abruptly fired by Mugabe on November 6th. This is VOA News. A federal grand jury has returned a 22-count indictment against Saifulo Saipov in the death of eight people during a truck attack on a bike path in New York City. The Justice Department said Saipov was indicted Tuesday in a federal court in Manhattan. He's charged with eight counts of murder, 12 counts of attempted murder, among other charges. He's an Uzbek immigrant. He was hospitalized after he was shot by a police officer. Saipov was arrested after several people were run over by a vehicle October 31st in a midday attack on a popular bike path. The death toll from a suicide bombing in the northeast Nigerian town of Mubi has risen to at least 50 at a mosque during Tuesday morning prayers. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Boko Haram terrorist group is suspected. Venezuelan authorities arrested the acting president of Citgo, a U.S. subsidiary of state-owned Petróleos de Venezuela, along with five other senior executives Tuesday for alleged corruption. The six were accused of misappropriation of public funds, association to commit crimes, and legitimation of capital, among other crimes. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed Tuesday to support the United Nations effort to peacefully resolve the nearly seven-year-long Syrian civil war. The White House said the two leaders talked for more than an hour and stressed the importance of ending the humanitarian crisis in which millions of Syrians have been displaced from their homes. United Nations judges in The Hague are expected to announce in about 6 hours their verdict in the trial of former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic, who is accused of war crimes stemming from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. Mladic was known as the Butcher of Bosnia. He's the last former military leader to face war crimes charges in the court. He's been on trial since 2012, charged with 11 counts of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. And the CBS television network fired veteran newsman Charlie Rose on Tuesday, a day after a Washington Post report recounted stories from eight women who said he had sexually abused them with lewd comments, groping, and walking around naked in their presence. The 75-year-old Rose was co-host of the network's CBS This Morning News and Talk Show and occasionally appeared on its 60 Minutes investigative news show. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.